Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
And what you hear is not a test. We still ain't got Kurt G.
nigga with big bad Hank on it.
Of course, it's your man, E. Green. Me and King Killer in here again. Kurt still on vacay.
No doubt. And as usual, I mean, I'm nervous because I'm trying to do the fucking topics. I'm trying to fuck with this board, this mixer and shit, you know what I mean?
That shit on autopilot, B. We good.
No doubt. Anyway, before we get started, I want to give a shout out to all the brothers and sisters who are on the Hip Hop Digest text chain. Again, I haven't pumped that in a little while, so I'm going to go ahead and just drop a quick infomercial on it. If you are listening to this podcast and you are not on the Hip Hop Digest text chain, well, shame on you, because there's a lot of events that you could be in there. You could be a person who participates in Breakbeat Tuesday, where you just, you know, post a breakbeat, you know what I mean? That's easy enough, you know what I mean? Or you could be a person who is jumping in, whatever, you know, with the big boys, 12-inch Wednesdays. You know what I mean? You get your records out and get it cracking. You know what I'm saying? Or you could do that. Or if you really want to step your game up, really want to step your game, 45 Fridays.
That is a game stepper right there.
If you really want to step your game up, let me tell you something, boy. Niggas is getting serious in there.
So, I got to.
No doubt. And two, for the select few, we're talking about the upper crust of the digest text chain is Snare Slap Saturday.
Yeah.
Niggas, yo, let me tell you something. Maybe only a couple cats, but man, when they post, boy, you better watch out.
That's fire right there.
Yeah, you might want to see somebody for some beats. You know what I'm saying? So, and to the top, the end of the week when it's all said and done, Soretto Sundays. Get your mix on. You know what I'm saying?
I got to say, that's my favorite day.
So anyway, I love it. Yes, all the events is taking place in the Hip Hop Digest text chain. So, like I said, I want to give a shout out to all the new people who just joined. I want to give a shout out to DJ Q, who was the first to get his Gangstar vinyl. I didn't get mine yet, but I'm sure it's coming.
So, it's in the mail.
Yeah, I'm sure. No doubt. So let's start this show.
Let's give this last name a shout out. Roger Folklorico. Shit was dope. I don't know if that's his real name or whatever, but Roger Folklorico. That's a new joint. He's a new one on the latest text chain person.
Indeed. Welcome. All right, let's start the show. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Talib Kweli says on the new Black Star album, there is no song for the ladies and there's one for the clubs. Now, am I reading that right? Talib Kweli, there is no song for the lady. Oh, no, he's saying there is no song for the ladies or one for the club. So none of that club shit. And none of that for the ladies.
Damn. But you know what, though? That sounds like he might be shutting himself out a little bit saying that part. I mean, the club part, you know, it is what it is. But damn, yo. You know, these ladies are like, you know, Black Star 2, yo.
Yeah, but if they like Black Star and they put on any number of Black Star records, are they club records?
No, that's what I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. You know, what I am saying is that I understand what he's saying. You ain't got no club joints. You're not gonna be hearing their shit in the club while you popping bottles. But at the same time, there are females like our little sister Daisha who loves hip hop who will be checking for that shit. The people he talking about that wanna hear Drake and all that other shit, they're not gonna be checking for him anyway. So I think he could have left that out because, you know, you don't want to hurt that pocket, bruh.
Yeah, B, you know what, man? To me, shout out to Talib Kweli. Yo, fuck all that jumping through hoops and trying to jump through demographics and clickbait and all that shit. Nigga, just say it what it is, yo. You know, you got old heads, and I'm going to talk about an old head. And I was not going to talk about him, but I'm going to talk about him because this is a great segue. But you got old heads who are on the radio and up on shows, and who I'm talking about is your boy D Dot Angelette, who was on Sway in the Morning, right? So he's on Sway in the Morning, the producer. He was a big producer at Bad Boy. His original group was Two Kings and a Cypher, for those who go way back. He's up there, and he's doing this jump through hoop shit. On the one hand, he's saying, oh, you know, shout out to Migos, it's their day. Oh, I don't want to be one of these old heads who getting on these young guys. And then in the next breath, he talk about guys can't bring it. Guys can't MC. Now, who the fuck you talking about, B?
Yeah, and that's mixed signals right there.
That's mixed signals, and that's where, back to Talib Kweli, he is just saying, look, ain't no lady shit, ain't no club shit. That means we're not pandering. You know what I mean? Now, they are going to, I believe, just by Black Star being who they are, the ladies is going to be in anyway because...
The ones that are.
Right. The ones who are in hip-hop already going to know the reputation and already going to know, yo, bang, we're in.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? So... Yeah, fuck all that jumping through hoops in 1 minute. You don't want to diss niggas because you maybe I might be a young boy who would throw you one beat and shit. Yo, I'm going to give you one beat because you didn't diss me. Fuck that job interview shit. Yo, it's enough of that shit. Man, I'm just saying it was not Sway in the Morning. Let me take that back. He was up at the station with Charlamagne and them. So actually that makes it worse. You know what I mean? That actually makes it worse. Because they are all about that jumping through hoops and pandering and shit. So, you know, fuck that, yo. But anyway, but he actually, D-Dot, that is, gave a pretty good interview. But it was doing a lot of that pandering, a lot of that back and forth and that glad hand shit.
So people that really hear it and know it, we'll call it that bullshit. Like, come on, bro. Here's what I'm saying. In this today's fucking soundbite shit, yo. You don't have to say too much. You know what I'm saying? You can answer a question, and as a legal counsel would advise you, you know, because you up at the station or wherever the fuck, Vlad, any of these shits, they ask you questions and you just get to spouting. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, that's too much. Just answer the fucking question and keep it moving. And it might be a boring interview for them people, but it's going to be a good interview for the people that respect you and love your art.
No doubt. And with last week's show and then that whole Spotify clarification of what things are, again, I believe that hip-hop culture will be a lot further along. We could celebrate Migos and Blackface and all these other guys. We could celebrate their successes. I think we can do that, you know, and celebrate them in the space that they're in, okay? They're pop rap guys. You know, I'm sure the fact that your boy Blackface has his own airplane means a lot to him and his fans. We could celebrate that. You know, we could celebrate Migos getting chicken and sandwich endorsements and all kinds of crazy shit. Man, we could celebrate that in the space that it's in. Okay?
Right.
You know?
Just like we do with any other genre of music. We don't hate on no genres of music. We know that there was Nirvanas out there. There was... the Beatles, there was, you know, whatever. It's just that the difference is they weren't trying to be us. They weren't trying to take our title and change it into some other shit. Other genres do what they do. And that's the same thing we've been constantly saying is, you know, again, get your money. We're happy that you're getting your money, but you will not get the name hip hop, yo.
No, you won't get the name. You won't get the name. And I have to say this for full disclosure, though, hip-hop is suffering the same fate that a lot of other things have suffered. I mean, you can ask people like Little Richard or Big Mama Thornton, who, you know, rock and roll was just a black juke joint thing until other kids heard it. And then next thing you know, the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and everything came about. You know, and Elvis Presley. So, you know, hip-hop in that same vein, I think that, you know, what we're holding on to, in my estimation, is only a few things. You know what I'm saying? Only a few things. That goat talk, you know, that MC talk. I think the classification between pop rap, certainly, you know, now hopefully we can move on, you know, and be like, oh, that's the pop guy. You know what I'm saying?
And that's okay.
And two, and And shout to my man Kurt G. I will try to announce when we're talking about pop guys. This is a pop rap situation, which we're going to continue to talk about pop rap here in a minute. So,
okay.
You know, no doubt.
It's going to be good.
Indeed. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Library of Congress adds Purple Rain and She's Gotta Have It to the National Film Registry, you know? And shout to, obviously, Prince and Spike Lee for She's Gotta Have It. I'm surprised it was She's Gotta Have It. To the National Film Registry. Well,
why?
I mean, because that's almost like, you know, I mean, that's to me the equivalent of like a 50 Cent's very first album, you know, not Get Rich, but the first album, you know what I'm saying? That among Spike Lee films, people, you know, she gotta have it, and most people won't know nothing about that film.
But that's the one that opened the I almost said dyke, yo, and then it got shook and didn't want to say dyke. Isn't that fucked up? This fucking community, this shit we live in, you gotta watch the fuck you say. Fuck that. That was the movie that fucking broke the dyke and all the water came through for Spike Lee. You know what I'm saying?
That's true, yes.
And when you look at it, when you said it, because I wasn't thinking about it right now, but you said it and I went right the fuck back to 1987 and wanted to see that shit. I was in my mind, I'm like, damn, I wanted to see that because it was so hype. It was a bullshit movie, but the shit was so hype and it was Spike Lee, it was black, and we embraced that shit. And it still resonates to this day, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? There's a fucking Netflix series, She's Gotta Have It.
Right.
So it ain't like that is just, you know, it's pulled that out their ass, yo. I think that's a good look.
Okay, no, I'm not saying definitely it's not a good look. I guess I'm just surprised because I'm so jaded. I'm thinking the National Registry is going to do what everybody else does. And obviously Purple Rain is a big pop.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows what Purple Rain is and the whole thing. But, you know, She's Gotta Have It just sort of was kind of like the underground joint. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Purple Rain was underground, B.
Purple Rain Prince made that shit, fucking B. Underground, my
are
nigga.
Are you telling me that the studios made that shit? Do you need to watch that movie again?
B, are you trying to tell
That's
me?
That's a low-budget movie, just like She's Gotta Have
I'm
It,
I'm not
bro.
Saying that they wasn't filmed under low-budget conditions.
Okay,
but
okay.
Purple Rain blew, my nigga.
Yeah, it did, but at the same time, I remain saying that She's Gotta Have It blew Spike Lee open to the things that he is now.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, back
nigga,
then.
Nigga, you wasn't tripping off Under the Cherry Moon again, was you?
No, I wasn't.
I didn't think so.
No, I wasn't. But I guess what I'm trying to say, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, these back then in the 80s, She's Gotta Have It, Purple Rain, filmed under extremely skinny budgets. You
Both
know what
of
mean?
Them. Yes. And they look like it if you watch it now.
Filmed under extremely skinny budgets, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's what we do, though. You know what I mean?
Got it done. And now they wear Library of Congress.
Indeed. No doubt. So definitely shout to those two films. No doubt. And let's get into the next topic of the Hip Hop Digest is, I got to say this, rest in peace to Juice WRLD. I did not get his government name. My daughter, who is the same age as Juice WRLD, was quite upset because she listens to him. Okay? Said he makes great music. I was not familiar with his music. I can't comment on that. But according to he died under unfortunate circumstances. I believe I don't know if you want to call it an accidental overdose. You know,
it ain't accidental.
Huh?
That's not an accident. Now keep it real, B. Let's just keep it real. When ODB swallowed that shit, and that shit happened, it's not accidental. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's sad, and when the news first came out, I was like, damn, you know, because the way it was kind of like spoon fed to us.
Right.
But on the other side of the curtain, as Kurt G would say, I'm like, yo, there probably was some dumb shit. I'm sure it was some dumb shit. And when I heard it, I was not surprised.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate.
Right. So this young gentleman was the voice, or at least one of the voices of Generation. They're give him a lot of credit for what they call emo, Mm-hmm. Not that I'm really, again, I'm not familiar with that. I'm just pointing out his passing and the unfortunate situation that this generation, the younger generation, the 20-somethings are into. I mean, fuck that 40-ounce and blunt shit, B. No siree. I mean, it's that pill shit, yo. I mean, I gotta admit, yo. I mean, this is as a generational split as you can get. That pill shit, nigga. I'm just.
Well, I think they take you know, they go in cycles, because before us there was pills. You know what I'm saying? And then it went to needles. Then it went to vials. There's cycles of this shit, B.
Okay, true. I right. Every generation has, you know, their cross to bear. I give you that. But, I mean, as an old head and trying to understand, you know, niggas walking around with all kinds of Percocets and...
You would never understand, because you work in the medical industry. So you would never understand that shit.
No, but I understand niggas smoking reefer.
We talking about pills, my nigga. Unprescribed.
Yeah, no doubt.
You just taking shit. Nigga give you a jar of pills and you just taking shit. Nah, yo. Nah. So again, I'm not taking away any of the terrible sadness of that young man passed away.
No doubt.
But I'm also not gonna sit here and be like, damn, yo, it was some Aaliyah type shit.
No doubt. No, that's not what I'm saying. I guess the tragedy is in the fact that you got a generation that, I mean, as a young person would probably go on to have pretty good success in his career and, you know, represent what he represented. Now, somebody would have to explain to me, because I asked my daughter, I was like, was he one of them guys who talked about, you know, feelings? Was he depressed? Did he say things? Did he allude to that in his music? Is that why you kind of was relating to that or whatever? And I believe that my daughter said that he did at least have a line in his song that he didn't think that he was going to live another year. Mm. So, which is totally unfortunate. So,
well, there's a theme with that shit too, B. You talk about that death shit, and in our age group, there have been the horrible situations of people talking about death and destruction and shit and meeting that shit. So I don't know, man. It's just fucked up. But I only knew that one song, that Lucid Dream song. I didn't know nothing else from the kid, but I did not hate that song at all. It was all right.
No doubt. Again, like I said, rest in peace to that gentleman. And we also say rest in peace to actor Danny Aiello, who played Sal. Or at least famous for us, but who played Sal. in Do the Right Thing? And with the line that, how come there ain't no brothers on... No, Sal. How come there ain't no brothers on the wall, Sal?
Yeah. Yeah, that was another Spike Lee movie. Another great one. Do the Right Thing.
That was his best movie.
You think that was better than Malcolm X?
Yeah, I still think it's better than Malcolm X.
Wow.
I still think it's better than Malcolm X. Malcolm X was a great movie. When it's all said and done, just to Do the Right Thing was just... Because Malcolm X, it was a biography of sorts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he made that come to life, no doubt. I mean, the acting is incredible, but I'm just saying straight pen to paper, straight events, right up, bang. I just think, you know, that's just my... And trust me, that's a low-tech opinion, because I am not a movie head.
We just talking as viewers. We're not talking about as technicians and shit. We talking about what we saw, and I thought that Do the Right Thing is in my top movies of all time that I could watch anytime over and over. But I can do the same thing with Malcolm X. You just got to have a half a day to watch Malcolm X, though.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, but you know what is funny about that? Because all the drama that he had to go through for the length of that film, nobody said one word about that. Who's that new shit on Netflix that, you know, got everybody?
I watched that shit. The Irishman you're talking about.
I didn't watch it yet.
Yeah, get yourself a half a day ready.
That's what Kurt G said.
Yeah, half a day for that shit.
That's what Kurt G said.
Back to Danny Aiello, though. His character, Sal, I mean, you could relate to Sal. You know what I'm saying? Sal wasn't trying to be all fucking up the hood or whatever. But when it came down to it, Sal and his sons, they showed some colors.
Yeah, of course.
Shit got fucked up.
I mean, and that's the thing, when it got right down to it. You know, yeah. Sal was happy being a businessman, but when the rubber met the road.
Yeah. When Radio Raheem came up with that loud-ass boombox, it was over.
Yeah, no
grab that baseball bat. That shit, that scene right there, yo, that's got to be one of the greatest scenes, too, yo. That, I mean, this is the way it was shot, the way they did it. It's pretty dope.
No question.
Rest in peace to him.
Indeed. So, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, you know I like lists. King Killer loves List.
And E Green does not. So, go ahead.
This is courtesy of DJ Booth. The 5 worst records of 2019. At number 5, Father of Assad, DJ Khaled. That is a baseball clap.
Damn.
Someone has finally woken up. He's been getting over too long. And I know you think that he's a wonderful individual, and I'm sure he is a very fine young man.
Talk about his music and that. But, as a human being, he's a good dude.
His record came in at number 5. At number 4, The Fall of Hobo, somebody by the name of Hobo Johnson. I never heard of him.
Nope.
He needs more people.
Oh.
Let's see here as we come in. Ah, yes, here. At number, let me see, 5, 4. At number 3, In My Defense, Iggy Azalea.
Damn, she had a record out?
Yeah, I know, right?
Damn. And it made number 3 worst.
It made it number 3 worst on this record. And now I say to myself, look, when that nightmare, you know, so you can pack that shit is over. So thank goodness, you know what I'm saying? Clifford, you done fucked up.
I think Clifford had been cut that bait.
No doubt. At number 2, you won't believe it, but I'm going to say it anyway. The Big Day, Chance the Rapper.
Wow.
I never listened to the record. You know, Chance is one of them guys where you want to like him, but he's on some different shit.
Is he a commercial rapper or is he a gospel rapper? Because I do not know.
I believe Chance is a commercial guy. But he's left field. That's my best description of him. He's just crazy left field. You know what I mean? So he's one of these guys you want to like, but he's way too much of left field, I believe.
Yeah, he never moved the needle for me, B.
Right. And at number 1, which is really not a surprise, your boy, Harvard Dropout, Lil Pump. And this is DJ Booth. And personally, with most of those people, they can get away with dissing. Most of those people. I'm surprised they would take the chance with Chance the Rapper or Khaled, because at any time, you know, a remix or something, and they got the biggest record in the country, depending on who's on it. And would the DJ Booth take a chance on real journalism? I mean, I just, you know, there's a lot of records you can put on the worst list, no doubt. I mean, I'm figuring when I clicked on it, I'm going to just see 5 totally unknowns and be like, oh, these bastards, they put a list out because they could, but ain't no real meat on the bones.
Or what I was waiting to hear you say is like, you know, Royce the 5'9 or some shit. They clowning real shit.
Oh, well, that's true, too. And that's what you would expect usually. Yeah. You know, real, true, traditional hip hop or, you know, that Primo and Royce was whack type talk.
Yeah. But can I call that low-hanging fruit, though, what they did for that?
Yes.
The ones they picked? Yeah.
And you would be totally 1,000% right. That is low-hanging fruit. No one's going to really even get upset about that, except for the Khaled, though. I don't, you know.
He might, but he did win his little battle with, what, Billboard? Who said he was beefing with?
I don't know. Yeah, that whole shit, who was number 1 on the charts.
Yeah, I think he cares way more about Billboard than he would care about DJ Booth, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
I don't think that would be on his radar too much.
Okay, that's real.
It is what it is. He might, you know, have a, you know, he might be one of the people that can't take no chinks in his armor. He might get mad, but I don't know. I don't think that should be too much of an issue.
All right, that's what's up here.
But it probably will, since you mentioned it, put Iggy Azalea. I know all the niggas on the text chain gonna run and get that Iggy to see what it was like.
Clifford, you done fucked up.
It's a hard pass.
Right, no doubt. So, all right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, what do you expect we're going to talk about? The Nick Cannon, the Eminem sideshow. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not calling it a beef. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not calling it a battle. The sideshow, because really, that's all the fuck it was an Eminem, Nick Cannon sideshow. I got some questions. Hopefully, E-Color can answer those questions. Okay?
I'm gonna try.
Okay, so what was on Nick Cannon's mind? I know Eminem had said some shit, and Eminem has been saying shit since them niggas. First of all, he never dated Mariah Carey. Like, we give a fuck if he did anyway. He never really did. But he's been saying shit about every fucking pop star since he's been a commercial artist. So what made Nick Cannon decide that fuck that, I done had enough of this shit?
Does Nick Cannon have kids with Mariah Carey?
He does, yes.
Okay, so that means there's a connection still.
Okay, yeah, no doubt.
All right, and is Eminem a superstar?
Of course. He's
superstar for doing what? He's beefing with celebrities and being a dope white rapper. I want to say that so nobody get mad at me. Oh, it's because he's white? No, fuck out of here. Eminem has been doing the same goofy shit over and over and over. And I'm not here to promote Nick Cannon by any stretch of imagination. I'm just saying, goddamn, when you gonna be done? Is he gonna rhyme about Britney Spears again? Is he gonna say, if he did some little incendiary shit like that, because I didn't hear the Fat Joe record. I didn't hear it. I'm just sitting here saying.
I listened to it. Yeah, I listened
okay,
to it.
Okay, I didn't hear it. But the fact remains, it's like, goddamn, Eminem, you're a great motherfucking lyricist, right? Niggas wanna call you an MC. Wanna call you one of the greatest. Then fucking be that, yo. Stop goofing. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So, but still, okay, so you're saying that basically Nick Cannon is doing some type of run back or get back to protect his children, or the fact that somebody's talking about their mother and that he didn't do anything?
I could very well see that point, because honestly, yo, I don't watch, like you say, you don't watch a lot of TV shit. I don't watch a lot of this reality shit, this music shit, these singing shows and dance shows. I don't watch that shit.
Right.
But I do know that Nick Cannon is all in them shits.
Yes, so, he is.
You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like he's broke. It ain't like he needs the attention. It's like, goddamn, move on, Eminem. Be a fucking great rapper.
Okay, and my next question, and we'll move on from that. My next question is, or is the media at some point ever going to move on from this? Because, number one, it wasn't even a battle. I mean, to me, Nick Cannon looked dumb as hell with that phony-ass posse up in there. It looked ridiculous. And you got, again, all kinds of sideshow niggas. You got Suge Knight and his son. You got 50 Cent. Then you got Joyner Lucas. I mean, at that point, you know what I'm saying? It's like a big-ass wave pool. Niggas, get in the pool! You know what I'm saying? And shit, you know, Adult Swim. Just get in the fucking pool. You know, all kinds of niggas. 50 is involved and back and forth.
But hold on. Since you say, I got to say this. You named a lot of motherfuckers just now.
Right.
Right? If Eminem is so motherfucking great, why the fuck they feel they got to step in for him? That nigga ain't never had a problem battling somebody, has he?
Well, no. My question is, and maybe I'm totally wrong. But do some people in all of the folks that I named, and you were jumping in on both sides of the pool. Some were jumping in for M. Some were jumping in for Nick Cannon. But do some people, is there, and maybe I'm reading it wrong, a hint of a racial component here?
Yes, there is.
All right, I was wondering if I'm seeing that. Is there a racial component to bring this white boy down to
no,
a
I don't know about that
level. Oh, okay.
No, B, no, okay. No, not that. I'm not going to say that.
Okay, then let's get the right framework on it then.
Yeah, because Nick Cannon didn't fucking just jump out there with his posse and write a record about Eminem. Again, this nigga is responding to some shit Eminem said, right? So it ain't like all of a sudden somebody just woke up and said, let's write a diss record about Eminem. That didn't happen. It happened as a response, not as a first shot. Okay. You feel me?
Oh, I feel you. All right, no doubt.
So if it were a first shot, I'd be like, yeah. Even who, me myself, have questioned that title that he was given years ago or whatever. But I'm not saying that he does not have skills. I would never say that Eminem does not have skills. What I will say is he's a goofy motherfucker.
Okay.
He's always on that bullshit. And that ain't got nothing to do with him being white, black, Mexican, whatever the
okay,
fuck.
Okay, 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 cool. Now, what I also want to get into, when did Nick Cannon become a legitimate MC?
He hasn't, my nigga. What are you asking?
Oh, no, I'm just saying. I'm just looking at the publication.
Never is your answer.
As of press time, you got no. Charlamagne Tha God and Nick Cannon themselves saying, "Oh, Nick Cannon won the shit," and that's like, cares. "Are you fucking kidding me?"
He's a rapper, yo. Nick Cannon is a rapper. I'll say that. He's been rapping for a minute, right?
But he's not a legitimate MC.
No, he is not, and there is nothing significant. I can't even tell you a name of one of his records. All right, not even the shit that he just made. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit here and be like, yeah, nah, fuck you.
This is what I'm saying, man. I'm not really getting on Nick Cannon. And ultimately, I'm kind of like you. I'm kind of wondering what's the motivation here for M. You know, because if M wants to be in a class of when niggas talk about MCs, and usually niggas always talk about the same names. You know what I'm saying?
MC.
Right. Right, we're talking about MC. That's why you'll hear the Biggies, the Pogs, and all of that, the Black Thoughts or whatever. You're hearing MC names, okay? Eminem wants to be considered one of those guys. Now, M certainly has fans who will think that he is and can argue that.
They can try.
B, he's made some horrible music the last 10 years. Maybe I'm thinking maybe that may be more of a product of his management. I don't know. But Eminem's record.
He got to write them rhymes, nigga.
B, that shit is whack, them records he's putting out. Okay, I'm going to put that up on square one. But he wants to be considered one of those guys, okay? None of those guys, alive or dead, none of them guys is going to get into no back and forth with a fucking Nick Cannon. All right?
Or Britney Spears, or any of them. That litany of motherfuckers that Eminem be rhyming about.
Okay, so
when you talk about MCs that did battle and did have situations with other rappers, KRS-One, was he beefing with, we could say Nelly? That was about the low bar for KRS-One to me. Am I wrong?
But it really wasn't even a battle at that point.
Okay, but I'm saying he addressed it. He addressed Nelly.
Right. Okay.
Okay, he didn't address no goofy ass shit.
Okay.
Big Daddy Kane. You go across the list of MCs. They not fucking with that clown shit.
No, but what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to provide a historical template. So, now, what you just said. You got Eminem who is looking at trends and looking at things what work. And look, he still sells a lot of fucking records. Okay? He still sells a lot of fucking records. Probably outside of fucking blackface is Eminem as far as sales go, and this clown shit is working. Only work for certain people, like only one, like How to Rob,
right?
That only work once, I'm saying. Now he did continue that on a lower level, 50 that is, on a lower level as far as goating niggas and
that social media shit, that ain't hip hop though.
Well, some young boys would say it is. I would disagree. Young boys would say it is. You know what I'm saying? Yo, motherfuckers, hip hop done move, nigga. It's on Twitter.
All right.
So ultimately, yes. And this whole thing to me is only troublesome in the fact that now you got cats running around saying, and Nick Cannon is a guy out there. You know, a label, I bet you, is running to Nick Cannon right now. Can we get a record out of here? Can we? Yeah, I mean, it's maybe we could strike when the iron is hot. You know what I'm saying? As far as Eminem, if I'm Eminem's management, if I'm Eminem's boy, I'd be like, B, if you really want to be considered one of these niggas, let's get back in the lab. Let's get rid of that Britney, as you say, Britney Spears type pop horse shit music, okay? And let's bring it home.
Man, fuck all that. You know why? You know why Eminem didn't respond, nigga? Because that nigga from Texas made an OG call. Get the fuck out of here. You gotta be kidding me. Mr. I came up battling. And again, if you're so great, just destroy Nick Cannon. Don't leave Mariah Carey, kids, and Britney Spears and all that bull. Leave that shit out of it and just tear him down. Because you can't talk about his money. Because Nick Cannon's a rich motherfucker, wealthy motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
So just destroy him about his lack of MC skills and then call it a day. I'm not giving Eminem passes, yo. And it ain't got nothing to do with him being white. It could be anybody that is on that level with that same shit. I'm going to say the same shit. Don't be goofy.
All right.
That don't prop up Nick Cannon, though.
Make
that clear.
The rap media, the pop rap media is going to prop him up. Don't worry about it.
Well, you know why? You know why? Because he made two records and no response. And that other nigga, BFD, made two records and no response. So he won. That's what that shit is. That shit don't even count. We'll forget about this soon, B.
Yeah, we don't will. No doubt. Last week got me thinking about the Hip Hop Digest health moment. And we did continue that on the Hip Hop Digest text chain. Ladies and gentlemen, we're a full-service text chain. We had some health information out there for black men. Hey, you got to be on the chain to be on the chain, okay? This one right here is a word of caution to our sisters out there. Those who may not know, let me give you a quick study. Here's the Hip Hop Digest Health Information Minute, okay? Hair dyes and straighteners linked to higher cancer risk, especially for black women. Okay, researchers found that women who use permanent hair dye and or chemical straighteners were at higher risk of developing breast cancer. After 8 years of follow-up studies, it found that white women who used hair dye and the latter products were at a 7% greater chance of developing breast cancer, while whereas black women, the risk was about 45%. Okay? So, and they're still in the study, and just these are job preliminary studies, but it's been going on for about 10 years. It still takes a long time to work that stuff out. Just saying, sisters, you might want to take it easy a little bit on that whole hair dye and the chemical jump off. You know, now that some sisters out there tell you, the brothers is rough. Maybe if you want to come in with a more natural hairstyle, some of the brothers, you know,
they gonna want you.
They want
trust.
They want you to have that Beyonce on top of your
head. Just be honest. Be honest, yo. Be honest. It ain't your hair. Be honest.
Look.
It ain't the hair. Just be neat. You know what I'm saying? Be neat.
B, I'm thinking some men would disagree with that. Not you, apparently.
And not at all.
You
fuck
down
that.
With that natural, huh?
I'd rather.
No doubt. I'd rather. Okay.
No doubt.
All right.
Because of what you just said. And because I watched Chris Rock, Good Hair Movie, where he trying to tell sisters. That had to have been about 12 years ago or some shit.
Yeah, that was
he made that
ago.
Movie.
Right.
So it ain't like this is new information, but, you know, better off getting them lace fronts or something, yo.
Indeed.
Leave the dyes and perms alone.
It also goes on to say researchers didn't know what ingredients in the products might be of concern. They didn't look at specific ingredients or specific products the women were using, only whether they had used the products and whether they had developed breast cancer or not. So again, like I said, the study is, you know, loose and a little bit of facts there, but I'm saying maybe a little bit of concern for the sisters out there. lot of dye, a lot of straighteners, you know.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say some controversial shit like we always do.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So what I suggest, ladies, if for the ladies that say that the black men don't like them for their regular shit, I suggest you ask your man. Now, if you're putting perm in your head because that's what you want to look like, so be it. You coloring up, so be it. But do not sit here and say, oh, black men, they like straight hair. You lying to yourself and everybody else, yo. Ask your man. And then if that nigga say, yeah, I do like that Beyonce, then you're right. But I pretty much doubt that your hair is going to be a deal breaker in a relationship, yo. I pretty much doubt that unless you just with a superficial motherfucker. Then fuck him anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
And I mean that figuratively, not literally.
Oh, man. That's what's up, yo. That's been a Hip Hop Digest Health Minute. You know, that was. I think we might want to add that into, you know, every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then. So, here's a topic that we haven't had on the Hip Hop Digest for a long time, okay? See, I try not to burn our topics out, all right? And this is one we haven't had in a long time. The Versus series. And you know how, remember the Versus series? You used to take two records and could put them against each other, see what the general public who listens to the show think? Well, I got two records for you. Two former Hit Squad of associates, EPMD Jane versus Redman Superman Lover. Now, this is the first time we did skits. Okay, it's Jane versus Superman Lover. And the only reason why I picked those is because Jane actually, there's seven Jane skits on throughout their EPMD albums. There's seven of them. And for Redman, there's at least six Superman Lover records. Now, what made me do this, of course, shout to Discogs, I ordered this record, you know what I'm saying? Y'all see it, and maybe
see
you
it.
Can't.
I see it.
Okay, it is a record with five of a Redman Superman Lovers all on one record. I'm sure it's a bootleg, but I had to get it, so I got that. And that made me think about that. The Versus series, once again, this is Jane... Okay, the first Jane versus the very first Superman Lover on the Versus series, okay? The long litany of the Jane and Superman Lover sagas throughout the albums. Now look, in hip-hop history, I'm sure there are better skits, but these are just the ones that I picked on the Hip Hop Digest Versus series. So I will be playing both cuts at the end of the show, okay?
It is.
So we can decide on what's what. You know
he's the captain of this vessel.
Damn, who's that? Lakeside? Who's that? Lakeside? No,
look at his Lakeside, ain't it?
So, no.
Yeah, you know our libraries go back, B.
Yes, yes, no doubt. So, Swerve, you got anything left over?
Yeah, you don't have to address it, sir, but I'm going to address it.
Okay, my man, what do we got?
Our lady, we had a lady listening right in who was a little bothered. I think by misinformation. Nobody on here said that we ain't, or they said nothing negative was said about Dwayne Wade's son. Nothing negative was said. End of the day, parents are gonna parent how the fuck they parent. And people are allowed to have opposite opinions of that situation without being torn down by someone who's trying to belittle their opinion on the situation.
Right.
We all have opinions on a whole lot of shit. Some of the shit we're right on, some of the shit we're not right on. But we're allowed to have our opinions as long as we're not tearing somebody down. And we talk a lot of shit on here, specifically about Drake, but he doesn't give a fuck because we're nobodies to him.
Right.
But when it comes to regular shit and regular life where I have friends that may let their son wear a dress or dress their little girl up like a little Brooklyn hip hop dude or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's their child. If my friends don't want to let their kid dress, male kid dress in dresses or whatever, that's their prerogative. When a child is of age and makes their decisions, that's where it becomes important because they are making the decisions. A parent's job is to just do the best you can to get your child to the point where they can make their decisions. And so when people want to write in and want to talk to us and call us about that kind of stuff, it's all good. But just keep in mind, it's basically opinions. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to get so hot under the collar. We're not talking about your child, your brother, your cousin, none of that. Unless we are. You know what I'm saying? Specifically. But I wanted to just clear you of that, King Killer, because, you know, we say a lot of shit on here. But no that doubt. Was not nothing bad.
Well, look, on the text chain, I said I wasn't going to address it. I think what I will say this about that, I want to sort of recap and be honest here, okay, about what was said. And I said in the text chain, if the worst thing that I said that I personally wasn't into it, then wow, you know, I stand by that. I was personally not into it. But I think my overall point was that nobody posted that picture. These are celebrities, okay? They posted that picture, and then they got a specific reaction to that picture.
Right.
These are celebrities. No one forced them to put that picture up there. They put that picture up there, and their reaction ran the gamut, you know, positive and negative. And I don't care who celebrity people, they're posting that stuff because they're celebrities. And I believe that they're garnering reactions. If I wanted a reaction, I would have posted the picture of me as a five-year-old. I'm thinking I'm five or younger with a wig and makeup on. That picture exists, you know? So, again, I stand by my statement. I'm allowed to have an opinion. I didn't assault or assail that young man.
Nope, not at all.
I did not. So, for the person who wrote the letter, I'm sorry you felt that way. And you did say to me, you know, you hate that guys like me exist.
Damn.
So, that seems a little bit more harsh than what I said.
Like, do you really know him, Kiki? Her name is Kiki.
Right. Yeah.
Do you really know him to feel that way off of one statement?
No doubt. So, again, that's what we're talking about, and we're just being, you know, 1,000 about that. So,
well, it's the same thing with another topic, kind of in the same vein, though, with your girl Lizzo out there twerking with an ass-out T-shirt at the Lakers game. Did you not think people were going to say something about that? Doesn't matter if you're fucking 900 pounds or 2 pounds. The shit is just unnecessary, yo. And people want to get mad because people say something about it. You're allowed to say something about it. I don't give a fuck who you are. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. It's a fucking freedom of speech, yo. If you don't want nobody talking about you, don't do shit.
Well, I tell you what, man. You could call it freedom of speech, but there is a culture of what people would call political correctness that is heavy out there. And you have some people who say, you know what, if we don't have a line of political correctness, then you got white guys out there using the word nigga, or I should say nigger, with a hard ER with impunity.
Yeah, B, but that's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm out in these streets. This is still a Stephen A. Smithism. I'm out in these streets, nigga. And I hear all color of people saying nigga. And I ain't mad about that shit. But at the same time, the only place I see or hear nigger is on the motherfucking internet.
Yeah, indeed. No doubt.
So why are we tripping off that shit, yo?
Oh, I'm just using that as an example for those, at least try to give voice to those who are saying there has to be some type of fence, some type of guardrail up. And I believe that that extends beyond the word nigga. That's what I'm saying. There's a fence up for women, you know, and women's issues. There's a fence and a guardrail up for, again, homosexual issues, men and women, or all the alphabets that everyone is included with. There's a guardrail up for that. You know, there's a guardrail up for handicapped people. Somebody just got in trouble for using.
Oh, I know.
For saying the R word.
Retarded. Is it retarded? Okay. Fuck that, nigga. Fuck out of here. What I tell you, nigga, it's freedom of speech. Fuck out of here. You are cut a motherfucker off of a motherfucking NFL football team for being in his tweets.
Yes.
Saying retarded.
So there's a guardrail up. There's a guardrail up for that. So
I'm kicking them shits down, B. Personally, I'm kicking them shits down. I'm not gonna say nothing inflammatory. I'm not gonna walk up to somebody and say just some ill shit just to say it. But if I'm having a conversation with my man and somebody beside me hear me get mad about it, go ahead, nigga, get out my business then. When talking to you.
I'm just saying
that. They cut that nigga, B.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. So
come on, yo. Talk about that fucking what did you call that shit? The what is this shit? Where you can't say shit.
Oh, political correctness.
Yeah, like, fuck political correctness, yo. Freedom of speech is way more valuable than fucking political correctness. And one day, a motherfucker that's up on that political shit is gonna understand when it hits you, when you can't say or do some shit.
That's what's up. Yeah, I'm gonna give a shout out to Ice-T, who has a record called Freedom of Speech, but just watch what you say. So shout out to Ice-T on that.
I will say that too, though, B. I will say that. If you, I allow people the freedom to say some shit, but I also allow people to respond to it, but not like, you know, trying to cancel motherfuckers.
That's real.
Saying, cutting niggas for saying retarded. Come on, nigga.
That's real.
I want to see all them niggas, transcripts of all the shit they've said in them fucking boardrooms and all that shit.
Hey, son, see, now you're going too far. So. Oh,
sorry, I'm
now,
sorry.
Now you're going too far. Now you want to see Robert Kraft getting, you know what I'm saying, getting his wig blown at the massage parlor. Now you're going too far.
I
want
to see that. Nah. Fast forward.
Oh, my God. So, in the absence of our boy Kerji, who is not here, you know what I'm saying, my boy, my heart, my love, hurry up and get back, because we are gearing up for the end of the year Hip Hop Digest Top 10s. You know you look forward to it. And two, after the first of the year in 2020, we are going to get together and we are going to do the Hip Hop Digest Albums of the Decade. You do not want to miss that, ladies and gentlemen. You know
we
saying?
Can have a special guest coming up, too. I mean,
and God willing, everything works out that we got one of the best yet coming up on our show.
No doubt. And we will talk about the Wu-Tang thing when Kurt is back.
Yes, we will. Because as slow as I am, I've been dipping. I've been putting my toe in. So that's what's good.
Nigga, bitch, my nigga. Get it done.
No doubt. All right, y'all. We'll see you when we see ya. Peace. Sure.
Peace.
Yo, what's up, PMD? Yo, cooler, man. Done with this album. About to take it up to Leo and Will, see what they say. Hold up, man. We ain't bringing nothing up till I diss this girl, man. Oh, no, you ain't gonna go into that Jane thing again.
Yeah, you know, I had to diss her. I told her don't mess with the E-double, man. It's trouble.
Yeah, man, why you gonna be bothered with that skeezer? That was way back in 1986.
Yo, let me tell you how it went anyway. Hanging out late, drinking a couple of brews.
Turn on the radio, put the shit on snooze.
So when it's time to wake up, the radio comes on.
Blasting in my ear with the hip-hop song.
5 minutes late, I hear someone knocking.
Yo, outside, yo, my stereo's rocking.
Saying in my mind, who can it be?
It was me, the P-double-E-M-D.
I said, yo.
I said, yo.
What's up, trooper? I have a girl and she wants me to duka.
Why didn't you?
I would I have been. Only thing she bring along a friend. So PMD,
yo,
won't you do me a favor? Chill with the bitch and I'll hook you up later. She's fly, haircut like Anita Baker.
Looked up and down, said, I'll take her. She came in, I said, hi, my name is P. She said, hello, my name is Jenny. I said, Jane, oh, what a nice name. It reminds me of a high school flame.
She came behind me, then she rubbed my back. She started moaning and said, yo, let's hit the sack. Went to my room because she was kinda bossy.
Girl broke buck wild and started playing the horsey.
She sold pain when the size, she felt joy.
Yo, she broke wild, said, ride him, cowboy.
3 o'clock on the dot.
Tired of busting her.
Woke up in the morning to my record,
you a customer.
She left me a note, she called me the master. Said, next time you have to be better.
Bigger,
stronger, and much faster.
And you don't quit. EPMD rocks over
with the funky shit.
Swamp. sing.
Look up in the sky.
It's the boy.
It's the plane.
No, it's Superman lover, baby.
Daddy. Daddy.
I always get to sit on that lap.
Would you please tell me a story?
All right, get over here and sit your big ass down. Let me tell you a story about the Superman lover.
Yo, I was out for lunch and shit, puffing on the blunt to get my head wrecked. Boogie into my Walkman with the S on my chest.
Bust the move.
Yes, I'm a superhero, don't forget. I smoke mad niggas, so to hell with cigarettes.
But anyway,
let's get back to the skit. You know who the fuck I am, so get off that old bullshit. Lunchtime, what's up?
Fuck!
Let me jet or I'll collect unemployment bucks. On the way back, Jack, I spotted this object, a stray cat, stuck in a tree with the tag that say that.
Info, please return to this address.
Nigga, with my x-ray eye set, like,
chill.
I get into the closest phone booth with
flash.
I dipped into my super lover suit.
I can leave, don't be
single. Boom, right through the fucking phone booth ceiling.
It's
Superman lover's the name. I can slam King Kong and pick up freight trains on a mission to save this cat that was wishing he was in his litter, watching Fritz on Channel 6 and relaxing, feet cocked up just a little with the cocktail and the bold attendant bill.
What you do?
I snatched him, took off through the air like a pigeon. Quick, so he won't start meowing and bitching. The lander at the cat's tag address in the project.
Elevators broke,
so I have to take the back step.
Nah,
the doors opened and my eyes swole from this badass honey sipping a quarter old gold.
Yo, is this your cat?
Oh, yes, where you find him at?
He was stuck in a tree about uptown Manhattan.
Well, how the hell did you save him? Are you police undercover?
Nah, baby,
come on,
the S on my chest stands for.
Come on, baby.
Superman lover, yeah. They call me the Superman lover, yeah. There's something wrong.
She was grateful, looking for ways to repay me.
No money, a donut and some
well,
maybe.
Of course, what kind to show that I thank you?
I make my donut jelly and my coffee safe. We sat, unhooked the cape from my back. She felt my arms, just my pythons look
sad. Damn, super lover, your shit look thick. Tell me, how strong are you with muscles like this, you bad motherfucker?
I'm
Hockey, hit you like Rocky. She dashed to the room and came back with an ounce. Negligee, high heel shoes with a blunt in her mouth. Ready to roll up, hey hold up. She had a dollar folder to mix the coke with the smoke. Yo, she was no joke. She took a sniff, some got on her top lip. That bitch stuck out her tongue and gave her top lip a lick.
And said, here baby, hit it.
Nah baby, I ain't with it. You need more than a body to make me wanna sniff that shit. But I'll hit the blunt. So she took out her front, cracked the Philly, opened the bag and laid out the skunk. Then I took a long pull, it was hype. Sight. She ran into the bedroom. Though I cracked my pants for headroom. Laid across the cover, and no brother, I was with it. Ready to hit it, ask my dick.
Yo, what's up,
yo,
G?
Man, shit's thick. Licked her on her belly, then kissed her down her back. Stepped my hand between her legs, and I felt the Bozak as big as mine.
Yeah.
This bitch must be crazy, so I threw my suit on, and I was swayed. Cause I'm the
Superman lover. Yeah.